Welcome to the inaugural episode of Ghosts of the Front Lines, where the echoes of history are laced with the whispers from beyond the grave. Join your host, Blake Rose, as we venture into the depths of the unknown to uncover the spectral secrets that lurk within the shadows of military history. In this bone-chilling premiere, we set our sights on Fort Valor, a forsaken fortress haunted by the lingering spirits of soldiers who refuse to rest in peace. The night enveloped Fort Valor like a shroud of dread, its ancient walls groaning with the weight of the untold horrors. Private Johnson Banks, a brave but unsuspecting recruit, navigated the snow-covered grounds with trepidation, each step echoing through the desolate expanse like a ghostly laminate. As he ascended the winding staircase of the Northern Watchtower, the chill of the night seemed to steep into his bones, and a sense of foreboding gripped his heart like an icy vice. Alone in the oppressive darkness, Private Banks' senses sharpened to its razor edge, every sound magnified to a deafening crescendo and suffocating silence. The wind, once a mere whisper, now howled with an unearthly fury, carrying with it the anguished cries of the fallen and the mournful laminations of the damned. As he stood atop the watchtower, the fortress itself seemed to writhe and convulse with a malevolent energy, as if the very stones were imbued with the tormented souls of those who were perished there. And then, as if summoned from the depths of the abyss, a shadowy figure materialized at the tower's edge, a phantom draped in the tattered remnants of a Union uniform. Its form was twisted and contorted by the ravages of time and suffering. Its eyes burned with the otherworldly casting of a blazeful gaze upon Private Banks that chilled him to the very marrow of his bones. Terror seized his heart in a vice-like grip, rendering him paralyzed with fear as the phantom sentinel drew near, its spectral footsteps reverberating like the tolling of a funeral bell against the cold stone walls. With a voice that resonated from the bowels of hell itself, the appropriation spoke, a twisted symphony of anguish and despair that clawed at Private Banks' mind with gnarled fingers of darkness. It wove a tapestry of horror with tales of bloodshed and betrayal, of souls condemned to wander the battlefield for eternity, their anguished cries echoing throughout the endless expansions of time. Each word was like a dagger to the soul, plunging Private Banks into the depths of despair as he grasped with the horrifying reality of the Phantom Sentinel's existence. As the night wore on, Private Banks found himself ensnared in the grip of the Phantom Sentinel's haunting narrative. His mind a maelstrom of terror and madness, visions of carnage and despair danced before his eyes. The twisted specter of death and destruction that threatened to consume his very soul. The air grew thick with the stench of decay, the foul odor of rot permeating every breath like a suffocating shroud. All the while, the darkness pressed in on him like a suffocating embrace, its icy treadrills wrapping around him with the shroud that threatened to drag him down into the abyss. It was as if he stood at the door of oblivion, teetering on the brink of madness, as the Phantom Sentinel's spectral presence loomed over him like a shadowy specter of death. But just as dawn was beginning to break on the horizon, the Phantom Sentinel's form began to waver, its ethereal presence dissipating like a smoke in the morning light. Left alone once more, Private Banks trembled in the aftermath of the ghostly encounter, haunted by the knowledge that he had stared into the abyss of the supernatural and barely lived to tell the tale. As Private Banks descended from the watchtower, his heart still racing with the terror of his encounter with the Phantom Sentinel, he couldn't shake the feeling of the impending doom that lingered in the air, like a malevolent presence. Every step he took seemed to echo with the howling death. Each shadow cast by the rising sun, a reminder of the darkness that had enveloped him just moments before. But as he reached the bottom of the staircase and stepped out into the open air, he was met with a sight that chilled him to the very core. The snow-covered grounds of Fort Valor were no longer empty and desolate. They were alive with movement, with figures emerging from the mist like phantoms from the grave. Union soldiers, their uniforms, tattered and stained with blood, marched in silence through the frozen landscape, their faces twisted in expression of agony and despair. Private Banks stood frozen in horror as the Phantom Army passed before him, each step they took sending ripples of dread coursing through his veins. It was as if the very fabric of reality was unraveling before his eyes, as if he had been plunged into a nightmare from which there was no escape. And as the last of the ghostly soldiers disappeared into the mist, Private Banks knew that he had barely survived his encounter with the Phantom Sentinel, that he had stared into the abyss of the supernatural and come face to face with the grim specter of death itself. But as he turned to leave the Fort Valor behind, he couldn't shake the feeling that he was being watched, that the spirits of the fallen were lingering in the shadows, waiting to claim him as one of their own. And as he trudged through the snow, the weight of their gaze heavy upon his shoulders, he knew that he would never truly be free from the horrors that lurked within the haunted halls of Fort Valor. For once you have a glimpse into the abyss, it is impossible to forget the darkness that lies within. To this very day, the legend of the Phantom Sentinel endures at Fort Valor. A grim reminder of the horrors that lie hidden beneath the surface of American history. Though the fortress may crumble and decay, the spirits and the sentinels remain. A spectral guardian for eternity bound to the hallowed ground of Fort Valor. Thank you for joining me on this hallowed journey into the heart of darkness. Until next time, remember, the past is never truly buried, and the spirits of the fallen will forever haunt the battlefields of history. This is Blake Rose, signing off from Ghosts of the Front Lines.